The regime in Khartoum certainly is still trying to destabilize the south, but now it's under huge pressure internally from northerners. So it's got less time to worry about the south, perhaps. Still backing militias in the south, though. And from a southern point of view, it's the major concern, perhaps, of the southern government. It certainly has been.
How do you think southerners would see the protests that are going on in the north at the moment?
Most southerners I've spoken to are very enthusiastic because, after all, it was the same government which attacked the south, which tortured people, which bombed and still is bombing civilians inside the south. I mean, it's bombing villages and refugee camps that are south of the border. And, of course, the government knows that there won't be any stability in the south while that government is still there in Khartoum.
From your point of view, how do you think South Sudan has done in the last year in terms of nationhood, in terms of establishing the sort of services that its citizens require?
I don't think anyone's ever tried to build a state from nothing pretty well, and that's how the southern government itself has put it, starting from scratch, as they called it. It's a very hard thing to do. It rather depends whether you see the glass as half empty or half full. A lot of people have been seeing it as half full, a lot of outsiders, but a lot of southern Sudanese, while they have endless criticisms about corruption, lack of services that you mentioned, and so on, at the same time, they think the main thing is to have had their independence. That is such a huge victory that I think they're less discontented than people might imagine. Of course, discontent will grow because no one wants to see the health services or the schools that they thought would materialize. And of course, often people might think they'd just magically appear, which they haven't and can't. I think overall, they're pretty pleased, really, to have survived the first year without actually being invaded by Khartoum, because that is the great fear.
Since we're talking about the anniversary of independence, we must also mention the stateless population, because we still have a large number of southerners in the north who are actually without any kind of nation to attach themselves to, and also the converse in the south, with northerners stuck in the south, not able to go home.
Well, I don't think there are many northerners in the south who can't go home. They can go home if they want to. I mean, there are a lot of northerners in the south, and a lot of them, you know, they may be married to southerners, of course. They may be traders who are happy to stay there, and the southern government has welcomed them. Some of them, of course, are, you know, working on behalf of the Khartoum government. I don't mean some of the traders. I mean some of the northerners. And, you know, they're treated with suspicion. So there's a mixture of northerners in the south. Not that many, really. But there's a lot of southerners who are stranded in the north, mostly penniless. They're refugees. When they do get back south, which is immensely difficult because Khartoum has closed the border officially, when they get back, of course, they've got nowhere to go. Somebody else may be living on their land, or they may have grown up in northern Sudan and not have any land. It's a very difficult situation that needs an awful lot of support, I would think, from donors.